This is the Political Economy Podcast. Complexity in an age of climate catastrophe, social injustice, and post-democracy. Hi, this is Zoltan Pogacar, the host, and this is a review of Pavlina Chernova's book, The Case for a Job Guarantee, published by Polity Press in 2020. Pavlina Chernova is an American economist of Bulgarian descent, working as an associate professor and director of the economics program at Bard College. She's also a research associate at the Levi Economics Institute and an expert at the Institute for New Economic Thinking. The book is a short one, but a powerful one. The central theme is a universal job guarantee to be provided by the state. The economic case for a job guarantee. Mainstream neoclassical economics speaks of a natural rate of unemployment, or a non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, abbreviated as NARU. These concepts were developed by the neoliberal monetarist economist Milton Friedman. However, this natural rate does not make sense. First, there is no distinct methodology for actually finding this natural rate. It is more of a myth than an economic concept. Economists and the central bank can neither figure out the nature of this unemployment-inflation relationship, nor whether it is even a causal one. It is no consolation that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell admitted under oath that the unemployment-inflation relationship has collapsed. On its own admission, the Fed has no reliable theory of inflation either. At the same time, unemployment is extremely harmful from a social point of view. Just like there is no optimal level of homelessness or illiteracy, there is also no optimal level of unemployment. Only full employment makes sense. Chernova quotes the late Nobel Prize-winning economist William Vickrey, who argued that unemployment is, at best, equivalent to vandalism, bringing an unconscionable toll and ruin on individuals, families, and communities. Yet conventional wisdom still considers unemployment to be normal. A wealth of research from psychology, the cognitive sciences, and public health indicates that the cost of unemployment, poorly paid employment, unstable and erratic employment, and involuntary part-time employment are simply staggering. According to Chernova, this suggests that we should think of unemployment and precarious employment as a disease which is at once chronic and deadly. The effects are experienced not only by the unemployed themselves, but also by their relatives and the wider community. Conventional wisdom often assumes that anyone who wants to can find a job. In reality, there are not enough jobs. There are even fewer good jobs. Firms do not like to hire unemployed people, and especially the long-term unemployed. They prefer to hire those who are already working or have smaller gaps in their work experience. For the unemployed, this is a catch-22 situation. Discrimination on the basis of gender, race, age, and sex are well documented. According to data quoted by Chernova, in the United States, stay-at-home parents are about half as likely to receive a second interview as unemployed parents, and only about one-third as likely as employed parents. African-American applicants without a criminal record are called back with an offer of a job or a second interview less frequently than white applicants with a criminal record. People with disabilities and people close to the retirement age are systematically locked out of employment opportunities and have been the last groups to see their employment rates reach pre-crisis levels. According to Chernova, the Universal Job Guarantee Program can provide work for those who are looking for a job for the first time or who do not possess enough employment record to gain employment. The program is organized around care work, environmental conservation, and the transition to a green economy. It can supply delivery meals, companionship, care for the elderly, transportation to medical appointments, and other services that could significantly improve the lives of those people who do not work. But how can we pay for it? The program is financed through what is called monetary financing. This relies on an economic school of thought called Modern Monetary Theory, or MMT. MMT teaches that a monetarily sovereign state, which issues its own currency, is not constrained by financing, only by physical capacities, be them material or human. The central bank can always provide the government with interest-free funding for any expenditure society deems necessary or desirable. In spite of widely held misconceptions, taxes are not in fact necessary to finance state expenditure. This removes one of the key objections that usually blocks social initiatives, but paradoxically never the financing of wars or bailouts for large corporations. As long as we can create jobs and the capacity to supply the increased demand arising from an increased money supply, there will always be no inflation. For an introduction to modern monetary theory, a good place to start is Stephanie Kelton's book, The Deficit Myth, which we discussed in the very first episode of this podcast. Spending directly on creating jobs is a more efficient use of government resources than subsidizing corporations and providing unemployment benefits. Firms may or may not create new jobs. Recent crises have demonstrated that jobless recoveries are in fact frequent. Spending directly on creating jobs is money better spent. How does the job guarantee work? The program is voluntary and inclusive. It is open to anyone of legal working age who wants to work, irrespective of labor market status, race, sex, color, or creed. It is not a replacement for traditional public works or essential government services. It is neither charity nor a subsidy. People are paid to work and paid decent living wages. Neither is it a means-tested workfare policy threatening to remove a person's benefits unless they show up for work. It does, however, reduce welfare expenditures that are no longer necessary due to the living income floor the job guarantee provides. The program is also permanent in order to serve as an automatic economic stabilizer and tackles cyclical and structural unemployment. The base wage benefit package is fixed to establish a price anchor, a firm wage floor to all wages. According to Chernova's design, the program is nationally funded, but locally administered in a decentralized manner. It is managed by states, municipalities, non-profit social enterprises and cooperatives, which conduct assessments of local needs and design projects to meet them. As it has often been observed that in the world we live in, there is no shortage of urgent tasks currently not taken care of. There is only a shortage of jobs. The job guarantee resolves this contradiction. With the exception of some youth apprenticeship projects, the job guarantee would not normally create jobs in the private sector. The focus is on public sector service employment, so as not to compete with private sector activities. Only the public sector can offer an employment guarantee. It is neither possible nor desirable to oblige firms to do so. Firm hiring is pro-cyclical, while the job guarantee is counter-cyclical. The private sector does not create jobs that fit the skills and needs of job seekers. It works the other way around. Workers are fitted to private firms' job needs. The job guarantee, on the other hand, creates more vacancies than job seekers, thus matching employment opportunities to people's abilities. The job guarantee provides training, education, credentialing, and apprenticeship opportunities to allow people to transition out of the program into other forms of paid work. It is sensitive to the specific needs of veterans, at-risk youth, former inmates, and people with disabilities. It prioritizes care jobs that address all forms of neglect, whether of people in need, communities in disrepair, or an environment in peril. The job guarantee can even alleviate homelessness by providing the homeless with jobs after a transitory period of housing and training. In Albuquerque, there is already a program in place that does just that. Does all this lead to big government? No. We already have big government if you add together all the costs of joblessness holistically, from social welfare, administrative costs, delinquency, physical trauma, effects on the social environment, etc. A job guarantee would reduce this, according to Chernova. On productivity. Employing someone is definitely not less productive than keeping them unemployed. Given the deleterious effects of joblessness on individual and family well-being, one could argue that the productivity of the unemployed is actually negative, while the job guarantee provides on-the-job training and education. Individuals who enjoy relative job security are happier, more dependable, and all around more productive in the workplace. It is true that one major goal of the job guarantee is to disrupt those businesses that can only be successful by paying poverty wages. Euthanizing poverty-paying jobs through the job guarantee is a feature, not a bug, of the program. This is similar to the famous Rehn-Meidner model in Scandinavian economics, which introduced ever higher minimum wages to squeeze out low productivity firms that were attempting to stay in business by paying subsistence wages. Is the job guarantee popular? For several decades, surveys have polled whether the government should guarantee jobs to the unemployed, and the results have shown consistent majority support over 60%, and more recently as high as 78% in the United States. These figures show that the program bridges the ideological divide and resonates with voters across the political spectrum. Several 2020 presidential candidates endorsed the job guarantee. It was also included as a signature program in the Green New Deal resolution. There has been a groundswell of support for it from many corners of civil society. A comparison with the universal basic income. Although the universal basic income concept is also highly popular, there are skeptics. Some people oppose it on the basis that beneficiaries would receive an income almost equal to those holding down a job. This is regarded as unfair. The job guarantee is likely to be accepted even by these skeptics. People would receive an income directly for their labor contributions. Chernova is a believer in the prediction that automation will indeed replace human jobs in the near future. While she does not mention it explicitly, the job guarantee is also a great way of transitioning to an economy where manufacturing is carried out by machines, services by algorithms, and humans are free to move on to much more rewarding people-to-people jobs. You have been listening to the Political Economy Podcast. For debates and feedback about the show, please find us on Facebook at Political Economy Podcast or donate to the show at patreon.com/politicaleconomypodcast. Thank you and see you next time.